and welcome back. What I'm about to share with you is important information that could save your life or someone else's life. Here's what I mean. Wicca is a practice of white magic, and the Wicca read, which I'm sure you know by now, says to harm none. But there are other branches of magic and other people who may use magic to harm others. So you need to be prepared. When you enter the magical world, you have to be prepared to defend yourself from attack. I'm sure you also know how to protect your family from harm, and yourself, and defend yourself from all negative influences in your life, whether it be natural disasters, illness, burglaries, or any other tragedy. There are important magical steps you can take to protect yourself and your loved ones. So pay very close attention, because I am going to share all of those important secrets with you here today. Now, I know that you only have the best intentions for using magic. You know the Wicca read, and you know that you shouldn't be using magic in improper ways. But unfortunately, not everyone has the same idea. And there are many people out there who do want to use magic for greedy, selfish, and harmful purposes. As soon as you start performing spells, you step in the magic realm and make your presence known. And this can leave you vulnerable to magical attack by those people who misuse and abuse their magical abilities. Magic, just like driving a car or getting on a plane, has an element of risk attached. And just like we buckle our seatbelts and go through security at the airport, we have to know how to protect ourselves from dark magical forces as well. So listen up, because I'm going to tell you just how to protect yourself and others from dark forces. First of all, how can you tell when you are under attack? How can you discover who is attacking you? And most of all, how can you defend yourself? Not all magical attacks are intentional. In fact, the evil eye, which appears in many different cultures, can be cast completely unintentionally and without a spell just by using the sheer force of envy, hatred, or ill wishing. Another magical attack can come from people I like to call energy vampires, who feed on other people's positive energy, literally sucking the life force out of them. Maybe you know someone like this. You can recognize an energy vampire because you always feel drained and tired after talking with them. You feel like they take and take without giving back, and they always seem to be radiating negative energy. The best thing to do if you come in contact with an energy vampire is to stay away. Simply have as little to do with that person as possible. And then there are intentional attacks. Someone who is performing a spell or other magic in order to take revenge or otherwise cause you harm. In this situation, drastic defense measures must be taken. How can you identify an attack? Well, you may begin to notice things going wrong, or you may have a string of what you'd like to call bad luck. But don't be so quick to write it off as bad luck, because a number of unfortunate incidences in a row could be a sign of magical assault. If you are getting the feeling that everything in your life is going wrong these days, it is definitely time to suspect magical attack is the cause. And the sooner you do this, the better. Because if you leave the problem alone, things will go from bad to worse. Don't let it go on. Take defensive action as soon as things start going wrong for no reason. Another sign of potential attack is mental disturbance, like vivid nightmares that are coming back, a feeling of oppressed anxiety, or being confused, disoriented, or forgetful for no apparent reason. You may also just have a bad feeling. You may feel like there's someone watching you or following you, or that there is a shadow hanging over you. Don't dismiss these signs and say, "I'm just going crazy," or "I'm being too sensitive." Take them seriously. It can't hurt to do a protective spell, and it can actually do a lot of good. A side note, the mental signs listed above are also signs of a psychological disorder, such as depression, schizophrenia, anxiety, and ADD. Magic is not a substitute for proper treatment and therapy. So if you suspect you have any of these things, do a protective spell and see your doctor. There can also be physical symptoms of an attack. Headaches and fatigue are the most common. If you are having headaches and fatigue and cannot Discover the cause, first see your doctor, and then consider your magical defenses. You can also sense an attack based on the reaction of the plants and animals around you. Finding more snakes, spiders, and other pests in your yard or home is a very suspicious sign. Magical attacks will almost always affect plants and animals first. And actually, many Wiccans set up an early warning system by keeping a plant or two in the house. At the first sign of an attack, the plants will suffer first. Your house plants can actually be very effective guard dogs against dark forces, so make sure you water them. Now, experiencing one or two of these signs can often have a perfectly logical explanation. Everyone gets headaches once in a while, after all, and depending on the season, bugs and spiders may infest your house. Same thing goes for bad dreams, or even a string of bad luck. So don't be too quick to attribute these things to the work of dark forces, but do keep your eyes open and be aware. I generally find that you will get a feeling when the signs cross the line from normal bad luck to suspicious. Stay aware and stay vigilant, and you should be able to tell a real attack from a plain old bad luck. So, how do you protect yourself if you are experiencing any of the signs of attack? Well, the best offense is a good defense. That means doing regular protection and banishing rituals like the ones I will share with you here. One of the most useful tools in defensive magic is your shield. This isn't a specific spell per se, but it is a very powerful mental tool that requires no other supplies except your own will and your imagination. Shields are very effective against negative people, energy vampires, and any other negative influences that you want to protect yourself from. Your shield may take some practice to conjure, but it will get stronger and stronger every time you do it, so don't give up. Here is the technique for conjuring your personal protective magic shield. Find a quiet spot where you won't be disturbed. Begin by imagining that there is a flow of energy that is connecting you to both the heavens and the earth. Picture it as a column that runs through you straight up and down. You are connected to the earth and to the skies above. See it descend from the sky and pass through you down to the earth. As you inhale, feel the power above and below flow into you. As you exhale, feel that energy move throughout your body, infusing every cell and fiber of your body with power. Make a fist with your left hand and place it over your heart. Cover it with your right hand and apply pressure. As you inhale again, feel the power gather around your heart. Direct all the energy in your body straight to your heart. See a small gray sphere gather at your heart. Release the pressure on your chest and feel the sphere grow larger, expanding through your skin and encompassing your entire body. Push the sphere out about a foot or two from your body. This is your shield. Imagine that its surface is impenetrable and that no dark or bad or evil forces will be allowed in. You are safe and protected. You know your shield is there for you. The effects of the shield will generally wear off in a few hours. You may repeat the ritual again to bring your shield back. But be careful about using your shield too much. Yes, it will protect you from attack, but because it works against everyone, it will cut you off even from the people who mean you no harm. Use your shield only when you really feel that you need it. Now we're going to talk about how to defend your home, your car, and your office from attack and destructive forces. Home is where we should feel the safest. It should be our sanctuary and our refuge. But unfortunately, bad things can and do enter our homes. So in addition to having an electric security system and locking our doors, it makes sense to have a magical security system as well to protect your personal space from any kind of negative forces. Here are some basic home protection spells. These are very powerful and can be done for your office too. The first is called the Fortress Charm. To make this charm, you will need the following supplies. Protection oil. Protection oil is composed of 1 teaspoon of dragon's blood incense, 1 teaspoon of sea salt, 1 ounce of castor oil, 5 drops of oil of frankincense, and 5 drops of oil of myrrh. You will also need a spray bottle of water. First, sprinkle the oil around your home. Make sure you cover all doors and windows, as well as any other spots you consider vulnerable. Next, mix what's left of the oil into the spray bottle. Shake well, then spray all the corners of your home, as well as the closets. This ensures that you cover all your bases and that your home is now an impenetrable fortress, safe and protected. The next charm is the home protection charm. For this one, you will need dried ginger grass, you need 5, gardenia petals, 5 drops of essential oil of sandalwood, a small red flannel drawstring pouch, angelica root, and a pinch of salt. First, combine the 5 ginger grass and the gardenia petals, then sprinkle the sandalwood oil onto the herbs. Let the oil dry completely and place the herbs into the pouch. Add the angelica root and salt. Place the charm inside a cabinet near your front door. Now your home is protected from all evil and bad spirits. Now your home is protected, though I'm sure you want to protect your car as well. We spend much time in our vehicles. Here is the best auto air freshener, which also works as a protective charm. To achieve the charm and to activate it, burn anisey, that's A-N-I-S-E, seeds as incense, and waft the smoke over your car, both inside and out. You can use your hands and your breath to blow. Repeat this ritual weekly to continue the protection. Anisey is used to attract helpful spirits and will cover your car and any other treasured possessions with an aura of protection and safety. Now, here is another very ancient and classic spell treasured by witches everywhere to protect their homes and families. It's called the Witch's Bottle, one of my favorites. I highly recommend using this spell to make your own witch's bottle, using it to drive away bad energy, burglars, or anyone bent on harming you or your family. To make your witch's bottle, gather the following supplies: your magic broom, your magic circle, and your altar. A glass bottle with a tight-fitting lid or cork, an empty spice jar will work well for this. Sharp items like pins, razor blades, nails, needles, and tacks. Several short black strings or threads. Red wine. The wine is a symbol of protection. The red wine is a symbol of protection. A black candle. Black is the color of banishing. And of course, matches or a lighter. To perform the witch's bottle spell, first sweep your magic space with your broom. Assemble your supplies on your altar and lay your magic circle using a cord or candles, whatever you prefer. Now, slowly begin dropping the sharp items in the jar. Be careful not to cut yourself. As you place each item in the jar, visualize all negative and dark forces being repelled from your home. Say the incantation, pins and needles, razors and tacks, drive all harmful energy back. When the jar is about 2/3 full of the sharp objects, place the strings and thread into the jar, visualizing all negative energy being tied up in the strings as you do this. Continue saying the incantation, pieces of thread, pieces of string, bind up harmful negative things. Now pour some wine into the jar to make the space between fill. Be sure to leave a small amount of space at the top. Visualize the wine washing away any dark forces that might approach your home. Say the incantation, reddest wine, protect this place, wash all harm out of my space. Seal the jar with a cork or a cover, light the black candle, drip the wax all the way around the edge of the jar, sealing it all with powerful protective magic. After the wax is cooled, take the bottle outside and bury it in your front yard or in front of your building. Visualize it as a shield, creating a protective energy barrier that repels all harmful things. Your witch's bottle is now in place, doing its job to protect your home and your family. You now know many spells to protect your home and family, but what about your pets? If you have pets, I'm sure you consider them a trusted part of your family too. And there is a great spell to ensure that your pets are safe and protected. If your pet is in trouble and needs protection or health, use this safe pet spell to petition for their good health and safety. Here's how you perform the Safe Pets spell. Find a candle that depicts your pet. Many places will sell dog or cat-shaped candles. If you can't find one, then choose any green candle. Anoint your candle with a mixture of the following oils: essence of lavender, lemon, patchouli, and vetiver, added to jojoba oil and mixed well. Start burning your pet's candle when trouble of any kind first appears. If your pet gets sick, disappears, or starts acting strangely, don't wait. Start burning a candle immediately for their protection. Burn the candle for 30 minutes at a time while concentrating on your pet, visualizing them healthy, happy, safe, and at home. You may burn the candle once a day or multiple times a day, depending on how grave the situation is. If, by the time the candle has burned out, things haven't improved, it's time to consider other measures and explore different alternatives. If, however, the problem is safely resolved before the candle has completely burned out, then get rid of the candle outside your home and be sure not to use it again. In most cases, things will get back to normal before the candle burns out, and your pet will be perfectly fine. Remember how we spoke about energy vampires earlier? Well, now I'd like to talk to you about other ways that you can deal with both energy vampires and other kinds of negative people in your life. Sometimes it's inconvenient to keep your protective spell up all the time, or you might want a different solution for getting negative people out of your life. Ultimately, you need to do what's best for you. With these spells, it's important to remember the Wicca read. You don't want to cause anyone any harm. You just want to prevent them from harming you. Make sure that's the intention that you have in mind at all times, and your spells will be successful. If, however, you let your spells be tainted by ill wishes and resentment, the consequences could be drastic. You're not out for revenge. You're just out to protect yourself. As long as that is your ultimate goal, these spells will be perfectly safe. So here's a great charm for getting your mean boss off your back. If you feel like you just can't take it anymore and you dread going to work every day, then this charm is definitely for you. The Boss Uncrossing charm requires the following ingredients: essential oils of clove and lavender, a piece of paper, a red flannel drawstring bag, some cumin seed, and a devil's shoestring root. When you have gathered the ingredients, take the piece of paper and write your boss's or the other negative person's name on it 3 times. Write your own name over each line while chanting, "I cover you, I cross you," out loud. Anoint the corners of the paper with the oils of clove and lavender. Fold up the piece of paper and place it in the red bag, along with the cumin seeds and the devil's shoestring root. Keep this charm in a safe place, preferably somewhere in your workplace. Every day, drop a little oil of lavender onto it to reinforce the charm and keep it strong. This charm also works well against nasty neighbors, interfering in-laws, and other types of energy vampires. It will give you the upper hand whenever you are dealing with them. Wiccans respect nature and have nothing but reverence for the earth and all its wonders. Yet sometimes nature does things that can have tragic consequences. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, tsunamis, volcanoes, and other natural forces display the immense power of nature, but they can bring tragedy and disaster in their wake. As Wiccans, we respect the sheer power of these natural forces, yet we want to do whatever we can to ensure our safety during times of natural disaster. First, determine what natural disasters have a genuine possibility of occurring. If you live in Florida, for example, you should be fully prepared for hurricanes and tornadoes. Take all conventional protections and precautions by putting up shutters, stocking your pantry with water and cans of food, and having an emergency plan. Being prepared will help you feel more secure. But if there's a storm coming and you're in the path and it's too late to do anything else, here is an emergency spell that will help you. You don't need any supplies for this one, although if you have time, you may want to sweep the area and prepare your magic circle. Stand in the middle of the circle and call on each of the angels of the winds. These spirits have a powerful power of protection, and when you call on them for help, their protection emerges from all corners. Stand in the center of your room or circle, turn to the north, and call out, Ariel. Ariel is the angel or spirit, if you prefer, of wisdom and insight. Turn to the east and call for Raphael, who is the angel of healing. Turn to the south and call out for Michael, who is the warrior angel. And finally, turn to the west and call for Gabriel, the angel of miracles. Once you have summoned the four spirit angels, speak from your heart. Tell them what you need. Ask for protection, and they will protect you. You can also ask for protection for other people, not just yourself. In fact, performing spells on behalf of others is very common in Wicca practice. Another spell that summons the four spirits is the Umbrella Protection Spell. When you have a genuine desire and need to perform a spell for someone else's need, this is the perfect spell to use. You can feel very safe about using your powers to help others, as long as you are sure that your spell is helping and not harming them, or if they have already asked you to perform the spell on their behalf. The Umbrella Protection Spell is exactly what it sounds like. You are putting up a protective umbrella to shield and help all who are underneath it. Now, here's how to perform this spell. Find the biggest white candle available. Carve your name and date of birth into the candle, as well as the name and birth date of those who need your help. Add 5 drops each of the following oils to 1/4 cup of olive oil. Oil of spikenard, oil of myrrh, oil of sandalwood, and oil of frankincense. Anoint your candle with the oil. Now place your candle in a dish filled with sea salt. Write your desire or wish on a piece of paper. It might be a wish for a loved one's speedy recovery, or safety as they travel overseas, or help with a difficult divorce. Whatever it is, make sure your request is clearly written on a piece of paper. Place the paper under the candle and light the wick. Now summon the four spirit angels, call to Uriel in the north, Raphael in the east, Michael in the south, and Gabriel, angel of miracles, in the west. When you feel the spirit's presence in the room, speak your request from the heart and ask for their help on behalf of someone else. Make sure your request is sincere and heartfelt, and it will be heard. Now, we've talked a lot about how to protect yourself, your home, and your loved ones from many things. But if you are seriously under magical attack from someone who is determined to hurt you, you may need to take a more proactive approach. Someone casting spells for revenge or malice should be considered extremely dangerous. It's possible that protective spells alone won't be enough to stop them. In an extreme case like that, you may want to consider a reversal spell. A reversal spell is like holding up a big mirror. A reversal spell will rebound any dark spells onto the attacker and hopefully end the attack. A reversal spell does not violate the Wicca reed because you do not intend to cause harm. You only want to deflect the negative effects from yourself and let the attacker feel the full force of their own spell. You will basically force them into a trap of their own making. The bad energy already exists. You are not causing it, just directing it back at its source. But before you attempt a reversal spell, here's what you should do first. You must identify your attacker. Reversing a spell on the wrong person could have disastrous consequences, so it's always important to make sure you know where the attack is coming from. To identify your attacker, you may use a form of divination. Here's how you do it. Write the names of your suspects on a piece of paper and add unknown to the end of the list, just in case your attacker is not on your list. Now, find a pendulum, Clear your mind of all unnecessary thoughts and leave it open and receptive to vibrations of energy. Place the pendulum over the first name and ask if this is the person who attacked you. If it is, and if you are properly focused and connected, the pendulum will swing wildly. If it's not, move on to the next person and repeat the request again. If you can't get conclusive results, it's possible that you are too mentally scattered or emotionally involved to get an objective answer. In that case, it's best to wait and try again in a few days, or to turn to someone else with a knowledge of magic to perform a divination for you. But please don't go ahead with a reversal spell until you have positively identified your attacker. When you have identified your attacker, though, gather some dirt from the offender's home and prepare these other ingredients for your reversal spell. 9 pieces of devil's shoestring root, a jar, some red and black pepper, and some poppy seeds. And of course, your magic broom, circle, and altar. Prepare your magical space first. Prepare your mindset next. Next, bring to mind the jinx, curse, or spell that has been put on you. Try your best to tap into the frequency of the spell to get a feel for it. You may visualize a dark aura around you or just sense the negative energy. It will be different for each person. But once you can sense the curse, take a piece of devil's shoestring in your hand, trace a cross in the air in front of you using the root. Feel it gather up the energy of the spell. As you make the vertical arm of the cross, say, "I am not in power of thine." As you make the horizontal arm, say, "Thou art in power of mine." Repeat this motion 9 times, one for each piece of devil's shoestring root. Gather up all 9 roots, which have collected all the bad energy, and place them in the jar with the dirt from your attacker's house. Add the red and black pepper and the poppy seeds. Go back to your attacker's house and sprinkle the contents of the jar into their yard, saying the incantation, "What malice you have aimed at me shall now be returned to thee. By my word and by my will, so may it be." Now walk away without looking back. This spell has not only bound up the negative attack on you, but it has actively delivered it right back to the sender's doorfront. How about that for karma? Make sure you increase the protective spells on your own home and work for your protective shield to prevent the attack from happening again. Congratulations! You are now an expert in all kinds of defense and protective magic. You know how to keep yourself, your home, your family, your car, and even your pets safe from magical and non-magical dark forces. You will soon learn how to use your magical powers to heal yourself and others, and how to create your own emergency spells in a time of need. As you move on to more advanced magic, which is to come.